Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have two big name celebrities on the show today. During the first hour, I'm going to be joined by one of my first guests to ever be on the show almost 11 years ago, Anthony Roberts. We're going to talk about these whey protein supplement scandals that seem to keep showing up. What's going on? Then at the top of the second hour, Dr. Mauro DiPasquale is going to join us to take a new look at testosterone. So it should be interesting, but let's not waste any more time. Anthony, how you doing?
Carl, I can't hear you at all.
You can't hear me? I can't hear you that well either. Let's try this again. Hold on a second, folks. Excuse me. Okay. Anthony, can you hear me now? Anthony,
say something again?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah, Brackety.
Damn, what happened? We had such a good connection. What the hell? Let's try it one more time. Let's just try this one more time. Hold on, everybody. I'm trying to get him back on the line. Sorry about this delay. We have to use Skype for all of our interviews right now because the digital multiplexer went bad. Okay, Anthony, are you there?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Once in a while technology works. So anyway, I'm giving you this big build up because you've been a friend of the show for close to 11 years now. And so, but over that 11 years, we've seen this happen quite a bit now, especially recently. And that can only be termed as protein supplement scandals. What the hell's going on?
You know, the industry just has, razor thin margins with protein. It's big, it's heavy, costs a lot of money to ship, and they're looking to, save a dollar anywhere they can.
So let's start out. I mean, I jokingly said to you off the air that next to Dole, spinach recalls, which we can expect to happen at least every quarter, it's now become commonplace to hear some individual or group of big-name protein manufacturers, big names in the industry, being called on the carpet for not meeting their label claims. How hard is it to meet label claims, Anthony?
You know what? There's actually two ways. There's meeting label claims, so exactly what's in there. Okay, so in other words, when you test it, it comes out exactly right. And then the big companies will test every batch, but smaller companies, they'll say, well, we put in a pound of protein and that's this many grams and we assume that's what's in there. They'll just go by dry weight. So there's some margins for error when you're doing things like that, when you're not testing every batch or whatever. There could be more ash, there could be more moisture. A pound, doesn't come out to be the same if those things aren't kept constant.
Originally, the protein spiking scandal was a result of protein manufacturers adding certain amino acids that make it look like there's more protein in a serving than there really is. which allows them to produce the stuff a lot cheaper, right? Melamine, creatine, and glycine, I think, are the three popular ones.
I think that what people are going to find as well is that when you go to the local convenience store and they have the shots, the protein shots, the liquid, I think what people are going to find is that that might be the next big scandal, because those are almost all collagen, and collagen technically is a protein, but it's got zero biological value.
Right.
It's not going to do anything for you. So you'll generally see it says whey protein, but then when you actually look at the ingredients, it does have whey protein, but that's, it's usually water, and then it's hydrolyzed collagen, and then it's whey protein. So you're mostly getting a protein with biological value zero. It's going to do nothing for you.
Now, Adele Moussa broke a story that then you also jumped on as well, where a group of scientists looked at some big name brands and looked at the actual amino acid profiles, and lo and behold, they found out that they weren't even, some of them weren't even close to their purported amino acid profiles. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I was on Facebook, and Adele had posted this picture, I think, to Subversity. And it went over, and this was last Friday. And it went over this study group of group from Stockton, okay, Stockton University here in Jersey, and they tested, these brands for branched chain amino acid content. So, and that's the heavy hitter. I mean, that's really what you want. You want the leucine, you want the valine, the isoleucine. You want those.
That really can be considered the benchmark of amino acids and the quality of the amino acid profile in the product, right?
Yeah, generally, yeah. Like, it's generally thought that whey protein is so good because it's so high in BCAAs and so high in leucine. I mean, most of the things that we care about, we athletes, or we, physical culturists, or whatever you want to say, most of the things we care about, those are the amino acids that are going to, produce those results that we're looking for.
Now, what did they find? And name some of the brands, too.
They did the, I think they did Isoflex. They did two from Optimum Nutrition, the Gold Standard Whey and the Hydro Whey. They did, BSN Synthesix, GNC House Brand, and I think one more.
Okay.
Cellucor.
Cellucor. Can't forget them. So, now, what they found was the claimed BCAA ratios on the label were nowhere near what was actually in the product. But I have to ask you this question before we even move down this path. We're talking about missing BCAAs. We're not talking about added in BCAAs. How could it be that the co-packers and the manufacturers are leaching BCAAs out of the product? Doesn't that have to come upstream from a company like Fonterra or Glambia?
Yeah, it would probably have to come upstream. It would have to be that at the mass level, the manufacturing level, they're using some sort of filtration membrane and setting it to catch those BCAAs. And they can do it with, the technology exists. Like, I saw the article really exploded, right? It's got 80 or 100,000 views at this point. So people are, some people are saying, well, there's no way to do this. That's incorrect. You can, there's filtration membranes that can catch the BCAAs as the whey goes through them. So it can be done. To use a very close analogy, you see bioactive whey peptides being sold separate from whey. Those came out of whey that now does not have those peptides. So, and that whey is being sold separately from the bioactive peptides.
So listen to this, right? I buy raw dairy, right? So my farmer will only produce a certain number of quarts of cream every week, because if you steal too much of the cream from the milk, then the whole fat milk is more like skim. It's not whole. And people complain. They're like, oh, the milk isn't creamy anymore. So This is an important illustration. We talked about on this show several years ago. I forget who the guest was, but he said, he asserted that dairy conglomerators, farmers bring their products to the dairy consolidators. I'm sorry, the dairy consolidators like Dean's Milk. I'm just using their name as an example. I'm not saying they're implicated in what I'm about to say.
Yep.
But they take the farmer's milk, they pasteurize it, homogenize it, you know, they do the, all the things, put it in the Dean jug and send it out to Kroger's and stores all over the country. Sure. And what he said on my show, and I forget which amino acid it was, but he said right now, the milk that people are buying in grocery stores is missing an amino acid because this amino acid has become very popular and they're using a molecular sieve technology to run the milk through, as you point out, through a membrane, and it yep. takes that amino acid. So think about that. So people are buying milk on the store level and it's missing an amino acid already. It's already been adulterated. It's like, are you kidding me? Now we look at the companies that make raw materials from milk. They could argue, hey, we didn't even know those amino acids were siphoned out already before we got them to powder them and concentrate them and isolate them and all that sort of stuff, number one. But number two, doesn't it make sense what Anthony just said? If you have somebody that's selling a peptide a specific blend that comes from whey protein, they're not throwing that whey protein away that they made that with. They're selling it.
Yep.
And you're just ended up with a whey protein that's been stolen, robbed of the things that you think are in there.
Well, and like I said to you earlier, there's other uses for whey protein. You'll see it like, you know, in salad dressing. And so there's some places where you're not going to expect that the whey protein is high quality, you know, stuff filled with bioactive peptides. But I don't think that's where the majority of it's going. I mean, when you're talking about a 2-pound jug of whey protein, that's a lot. That's a whole supermarket full of the amount that goes into, you know, into whatever, into right. salad dressing.
Right, right.
So some of it's got to be making it onto the fitness market.
Okay. Now, there are many people out there who assert that whey protein is a throwaway byproduct of making cheese.
Yep.
And at the same time, in the same discussion, you hear people saying, well, whey protein is so expensive to produce. It's a commodity item. The margins are so slim on it. So either it is, in fact, basically, aside from processing, concentrating, and transporting, a byproduct of another process that generates the money. So it's basically the raw materials are free. And if that's the case, why is it so expensive?
You know, I think it comes down to, well, a couple things really. One of the reasons is demand, obviously, and it's not the production, it's the demand. It's what can they get for it? And when Gatorade moved into making whey protein the other year, we saw prices go up by 50 to 100% overnight at that level. You know, Gatorade put out a ton of whey protein products and it didn't double the amount of cows in the world. Whey protein is very much unlike, you know, something that could be synthesized in China. Whey protein, you know, it's got to come from cows. Those cows can only produce so much. So if you get a major player, and there really is no more major player than Gatorade, and they decide they're going to start putting out whey, it's gonna reverberate across the industry, and margins just got slashed overnight. Companies didn't really have a chance to, you know, to adapt.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick up more about this process that's going on right now, and also the state of a foundational supplement. Probably one of the most consumed supplements in the world, inside and outside of physical activity, physical culture, physical fitness, and that's dairy protein powders. What the hell is going on, and who is really culpable for what's going on? Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Close, What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking to Anthony Roberts, the pit bull of journalism. Covers all the things that nobody wants to talk about within the fitness and nutrition industry. So, Anthony, wait a minute. Let me plug. Do we have a website to plug for you?
No. I mean, people can find me just at Anthony Roberts on Medium.com or on Twitter. Or they can. Most of my stuff's private. Like, my Twitter's private, but I accept friend requests. You know, it's just okay to keep bots out and stupidity.
Yeah, yeah. So
also, let's be honest, Subversity is a great website, and that's where I got this study from.
Oh, I know.
I mean, it's amazing how, you know, I mean, a couple days early, a couple days late, Adele posted it Friday night, and it didn't get much attention. I posted the same thing Monday morning, you know, right before noon, and, it got almost 100,000 views. So
right.
It's like, it's a very weird thing how, you know, someone could post something at a certain time and it just doesn't pick up.
Yeah, if the eyes aren't on it sometimes. So Now, a lot of people, first of all, have there been any responses from the individual companies named to discredit the authors?
Well, no, it's funny because I had posted a while ago about a class action against Cellucor, and one of their reps jumped on every piece of my social media. You know, the action was dismissed, which is kind of untrue. It was settled. It wasn't dismissed.
Yeah, there's a big difference between settled and dismissed.
Yeah, it was dismissed because it was settled, you know. So she jumped on all my social media, but when this happened and I contacted her privately, she didn't reply. So it's like, okay, she's not even replying. They're not replying. I jumped on, Optimum Nutrition's, Twitter feed because someone had posted the article and said, oh, it's a shame. I used to like this brand. And so, then they said, if you want the facts, call customer service or whatever, customer inquiries. So I called and I said, I want the facts. And they were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, dude, your Twitter, it said, if you want the facts, call this number. And the reference is about this article I wrote. So I would like to know the facts. And the guy was like, we'll call you back.
Yeah, because what they did
2 days ago. And I called yesterday too, twice.
What they were hoping was by putting that out there, that the majority, 99% of people would not call, but they would think, oh, there's more to it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have posted that. But the reality is that they got nothing to say. And isn't Optimum Nutrition now owned by Glanbia?
Yeah, so is BSN, which was another company mentioned in there. I mean, the thing about it is, like, I have no beef with any of these companies. I couldn't care less. They're, you know, generally I recommended Optimum. I mean, I'm going to reserve, you know, for a straight up whey protein, I always said Optimum, but now I'm going to reserve that, you know, and see, you know, cause they're not getting back to me. And this is a simple thing. This is a quality control issue. This
right.
is, oh, hey, you know what? We're going to pull some third party testing we had done. We'd be happy to get back to you, but that's not what they're doing. So that to me is, you know, is bad. You know, when you look at the amount of traction the article got, you know, they really need to be in, you know, in crisis, dealing with a crisis mode rather than just, oh, we're gonna watch this,
yeah,
see how it plays out.
No, this is huge. And, you know, on the heels of a recent protein scandal about protein spiking and some big-name brands back then, even companies like CVS, I want to say, were pulled into that one.
Yes.
It's gotten to the point now where...
Muscle Tech settled for $2.5 million.
I mean, holy crap. So here's the thing that I find most humorous. Now, this is a shameless pimp, okay? But I introduced the protein powder in February.
I would like to talk about that, by the way, because I know that while you – I was going to bring this up. I don't want to ambush you, but as you knew and as you know from the process through which you were developing it, you know that there's some shady characters.
Yes,
in the manufacturing
and I want to talk about that. I
don't necessarily want to name who
– No,
your
because
story.
No, I'm not looking to name people. I'm not looking to get pulled into lawsuits, but I will tell you factually and exactly – 3 years ago, almost four now, when I first started to produce what became Thrive, which was a protein powder built around human breast milk. And, you know, the fractions of different proteins, the peptides, the colostrum, the vitamins, all that stuff that was important and critical for digestion, assimilation, and blah, 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 we wanted to put into this product. So this was a very sophisticated product. It was also very expensive. The very first contract manufacturing company that I had working on this. Well, first of all, the very first one that looked at the formula, it came out that they were lying to me. So there was supposed to be colostrum in the samples they were sending me, but I set it up for them to buy the colostrum from a specific place. And I found out that they never bought it. And then when I confronted them with that, they went, oh yeah, well, let me get back to you. Oh yeah, there's no colostrum in that sample. I mean, stuff like that happened constantly. There were things in there.
I remember that.
I mean, it was like, oh my God. And so there's two problems in my humble opinion. Part of it is corruption that is on both sides, the person that's formulating, the person that's making it for them, they shake hands, they go, look, you know, throw a little of this and we could do this, we save you money. Okay, fine. But the other part of it is the co-packers themselves, are up to no good because they're charging a formulator, a manufacturing price per pound. And if they can save 50 cents a pound on a, you know, on a 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 pound order, we're talking about a lot of money. It accumulates really fast.
Yeah. And, you know, and again, I'm not going to name the guy, but he's one of the guys. He is on my Facebook friends list and I see him posting pictures of his, exotic sports cars all the time. And it's just like, you know, he doesn't know that I know this, but in the back of my head, I'm just thinking, how can you be proud of any of this stuff when I know that as a manufacturer, you're not doing the right thing?
Well, and think about this, Anthony. How many times have you been walking through Manhattan and there's a guy standing on the corner and he's got three Cartier wristwatches on his arm, brand new. He's busted out. He's a valise case. And you look at him and he goes, you know, I'll sell you one of them for $100. So there's two kind of buyers right there, right? One buyer who goes, it's a fake. I'll try to get him down to $20 and buy it.
Yep.
And I know it's a fake and I'm going to tell people I got it for $20 and it's a fake. But there's the other buyer who lets them, deludes themselves into thinking that this stumble bum actually has three $1,500 Rolex, I mean, a Cartier wristwatches on his arm. And he just happens to be wanting to sell you one for $100. And so you'll buy it and you'll act like it's real and you'll tell because you actually don't want to know whether or not it was real or not because you want to buy into the whole, hey, I got a Cartier wristwatch. This is legit lie. So it's best not to know. You know, what's that old saying? Ask for forgiveness. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission or something like that.
Yeah. No, you know, I have to be honest. The only time I really walk through Manhattan is when I'm visiting Stephen. So generally that'll do me for a few months.
But you know the scenario I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do. You know, here's the thing. You go to a manufacturer, the manufacturer says, I can do this for $1 a pound. You go, great. You know that whey protein doesn't cost $1 a pound. But you say, hey, he said it's whey and I can sell it and, you know, I have some kind of protection.
Right.
Because he's telling me it's whey. I can throw this back on him. So yeah, it's you know, but it's the wristwatch guy. I think the wristwatch guy is claiming they're real.
I want to take a break. I'm sorry I'm cutting you off. I want to take a break.
Sure.
When we come back, I want to keep with this because I want to tell you another story that's really interesting that will then feed back into why this is even going on in the first place. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Anthony Roberts. We're talking about the protein scandals that seem to pop out. I'm sure there'll be another one in a few months. I don't think this is the end of anything. So, Anthony.
Yes.
When I started to talk to companies that distribute protein powders to retailers and even wholesalers.
Distribute or?
Distributors.
Okay, so like Europa type or Lone Star, whoever.
Yeah, not those particular sure. companies, but... I've been told 2 different times bodybuilders don't care about quality. They just care about how many grams of protein is in a serving and how much it's costing them. And I would submit that's part of the problem. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I think that is part of the problem. In the bodybuilding world, a lot of times the cheapest jug of whey that's filled with, I mean, just ridiculous chemical, you know, ingredients and all sorts of stuff like that. They look at it, they say 25 grams of protein. There's no sugar because all the sweetness and everything is from nasty, you know, chemicals.
Right.
And really that's the only way to get something to taste like a Cinnabon, you know, powder and water is not going to taste like a Cinnabon using natural flavors.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, you know, and they say, all right, I can get, you know, this is the cost per gram of protein, whatever. And it's very interesting because when you look at other markets, so if you look at the functional fitness market, they'll pay $70 for 30 servings of protein.
Right.
So it's a very different crowd. And I think probably your market would be more the quality market.
We're still finding our market, to be honest with you. But with that being the case, you know, the bodybuilders are, in fact, if in fact they are looking and going, don't tell me about quality. Don't tell me about grass-pastured cows. Give me the cheapest protein powder because I need 400 grams of protein a day. That's all. They're like the guy buying the fake wristwatch knowing that there's a high probability that it's fake, but they really don't care. I mean, if you're shooting for 400 grams of protein a day and you're using large amounts of powdered supplements to hit that mark. And there's a high probability that those supplements, A, don't contain the amino acids, B, don't contain the actual protein content, that you think you're not getting 400 grams a day. You're paying for an illusion because you're maybe getting 180 grams a day because it's all melamine.
Well, even worse, right? Let's make this a little bit more personal. Let's say you are looking at post-operative care, or you're looking at sarcopenia, right? Age-related muscle wasting, and you say, well, 20 grams is a bolus dose of whey protein that I can take once or twice a day, and it's going to improve my recovery from surgery, or it's going to prevent age-related decline in muscle, and you're really getting 10. Okay? So your recovery now from your surgery, it was not optimal. Your ability to stay alive and maintain muscle mass as you age is not optimal because you're being lied to. You think you're getting your 20 grams, you're really getting 10. So, you know, make it more personal.
That really is personal to me because I confided in you that I'm depressed and I've got to go for this tricep surgery. And you said, look, you're going to be 58 years old. You're going to have to give it some time to come back. And I said to you, how long? And you said probably to be full strength again, a couple years. And I'm like, what? And so I do, that's important to me. If I'm using peptides and adding DECA to my HRT, all for the end result of healing faster, and I think I'm getting a certain amount of protein in my protein supplement, I'm not. That really sucks.
Yeah, and that's right. So that's the thing. These people aren't just preventing some bodybuilder from adding, you know, a few more pounds of muscle for the beach. They could be hurting people's, you know, health. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. I obviously just had two major surgeries a year or two ago. So that's where I'm coming from, where I look at this and say, like, all right, you know, this is personal. If I was, you know, not recovering optimally, I'd be pissed.
So, but some people have tried to discredit the guys who produced this study by saying that they're undergraduates or they're just PhDs or something, right?
So the final author listed on the study is a PhD, and she's, I mean, I looked over her CV, I looked over publications, I looked over references to her in books. She's what I would consider a heavy hitter. The other three might have been undergraduates. When I looked into who they were, because remember, the study might have been done in 2014 if it was published. You know, the poster presentation came out in 2015.
Right.
They might have been, but I was seeing a lot of dean's list, and I was seeing that by 2014, most of them would be seniors. So this is an impressive group. This isn't, and there is their teacher, the professor who's teaching exactly this at a college.
Well, you made a really good point off the air before. You said, look, these people they're building reputations, and they're not going to just publish something like this willy-nilly because it's a great op-ed, you know, piece for them to get their name out there. No one wants to get their name out there and be tied to something that's slanderous or incorrect. So chances are they checked over this quite a bit before they said, okay, it is what it is.
Yeah, don't you think that if you came 12 grams off a claim of 15, you would say, okay, let's make sure we, you know, dotted our I's on this. I can't imagine that they came up with these results and just said, whatever, we're not going to confirm. And remember, their test was validated through other methods. So I don't think it's fair to say that they were undergraduates. The other thing is they put this out as a poster presentation, and then Adele ran with it and I ran with it, and they didn't know that was going to happen. I mean, in the history of this journal, probably no article has gotten 100,000 views.
Wow.
You know, so they didn't know that all these random people, and it was going to be
of interest.
Well, a year later, right? And that's that's the nature of whatever art you devote yourself to. You put it out there, right? And you don't know how people are going to use it. I wrote this article, and people are posting it saying, this is why I use AdvoCare, bros. I don't want that to be an advertisement for AdvoCare. I think AdvoCare is garbage. But you put it out there. You know?
Yeah.
You put it out there, and whether it's a study or, you know, whatever it is, piece of computer code someone later uses for illicit purposes, you know, you put it out there and it's got its own life now.
You know, we do post-production lab analysis because working with All American Pharmaceutical, they have a very sophisticated lab in-house. They test everything that comes in first to make sure that it meets purity and potency standards that are assigned to the label. And then when they make a product, they test it again on the way out to make sure all those things are present in the end product. Isn't that a simple process for most contract manufacturers to do, Anthony?
Yeah, but once again, though, right? Do you take your new Cartier watch to the Cartier store and say, "Is this real?"
Yeah, I paid $100 for it. Did I get ripped off?
Yeah, I mean, you don't. I'll tell you a story. You go to a Rolex. I don't know what you want to call it, Rolex store, Rolex dealership.
Okay.
Some of them cost quite a bit. If you don't have a receipt, they'll look up who owns that watch. So a friend told me. They'll look it up. I mean, you know, and if you're not supposed to have that, you're in trouble.
Wow.
You know, even if you just take it in to get cleaned, they confirm that that's really your watch. So, you know,
there's traceability all the way back, and that's how it should be when you produce products as well.
Yeah, people are ingesting this stuff, right? And like you said, there's melamine or there's whatever in it. Or like my example with the protein shots. You're at 7-Eleven, right? There's these protein shots. There's 15 grams of protein. You buy two. It's garbage. It's not doing anything for you. You didn't just get your protein. You just wasted $6.
It's Knox gelatin, basically, is what it is. It's the stuff that our mothers used to use to make their nails and hair stronger. It's just soft tissue.
That's what, like, you would see, you know, punks in New York City with the Liberty spikes or the 7-inch mohawks.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Knox gelatin keeping it up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to maybe change it up when we come back from the break. You're publishing a new book. You haven't released a new book in quite a while, right?
Yeah, probably ages, yeah.
So let's talk about that when we come back. How about that?
Sure.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Anthony Roberts.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. The world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Whenever Anthony Roberts releases a book, it's usually a ground-shaking book. Back in the day, Anabolic Steroids, The Ultimate Research Guide. I bet that's still being sold or passed around on the internet today. So what's the new book, Anthony?
You know, it's funny you mentioned the first book. At this point, so I kind of look at any of these things, you know, books, especially of this type, as works that are going to be passed around, right? They're going to be, at some point, converted to a PDF, and they're just going to be shared for free. So, I wrote Anabolic Steroids Ultimate Research Guide. Then I wrote, Beyond Steroids.
Yeah, that was the one that covered a lot of peptide science, right?
Yeah, it was mostly peptide stuff. So now SARMs are huge, and some of the stuff from Beyond Steroids, like, MK677, growth hormone secretagogues that were really not even on the market, are now sort of old hat. So I thought I would revisit, sort of the gray and black market and put out a new book that really focuses exclusively on, on these peptides, on these SARMs, the new, different variants of GH and some of the, PPAR, drugs, basically everything that's being tossed around out there.
So it's not going to be an addendum to those books. It's going to be really a brand new book.
Yeah. There's some elements from other stuff I've written, but yeah, it's going to be actually, if people go to Iron Mag Labs, right, one of your sponsors, they go to the website, you could find one of the profiles I wrote on Rad 140, and that's a good idea of that's a SARM. That's a good idea of what the book's going to be like. And, the book's going to be free. It's going to be, an ebook, and it's going to be free. It's probably going to be about 100 pages or so.
Right.
Because like I said, you put something out and it's going to get copied and passed around, converted to a PDF. And, the sort of minimal, money I would look to make on book sales, I'd rather have it, disseminated as widely as possible.
Yeah. So when is it going to be released?
Well, we have to go to
your publisher about this, right? So he's really, taken his time and put a lot of effort into
No. That's
editing.
My editor.
Your editor. I'm sorry.
My editor is, Stephen Watt. If anyone's inclined to Google him, he's not the one with the patch.
He's an extremely cerebral, extremely enlightened, extremely intelligent human being.
It's so refreshing that you didn't say extremely tall. Yeah, he is. And so, he's, provided me with a lot of edits and suggestions. And it's, so right now I'm just going back and forth trying to get the book to where, you know, to where it's the best possible thing that I can put out, especially because, you know, it's going to be free. So people are, you know, if I put something out that I'm like, oh, well, hey, it was free, stop complaining. You
right.
know, I don't want that out there. I want it to be as good as something that,
something
people
that they
would
pay for. Yeah, exactly. So is it true that you're going to announce the release of the book on the show?
Yeah. I'll come back on the show. We'll talk about some stuff. You know, it's really interesting because when I do research for a book, it's different than when I do research to use something, you know, personally.
Right.
So a lot of times, you know, for example, I asked someone, hey, what's MK677 like? And they said, oh, it's great. You know, you get ripped, this and that. You absolutely do not. I mean, none of the studies show that. It's a ghrelin agonist. I mean, a lot of these things, people say, oh, it acts like growth hormone. You know, you're going to lose fat. You're not going to lose fat on that.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of misinformation.
One of the things that no one addresses with the ghrelin category of peptides, in my GHrelin, some people call it GHrelin.
Sure.
But the fact that it stimulates hunger,
yeah,
may actually create a deficit for repartitioning, because the body perceives starvation as a stressor that can actually change what it does with the meal that you eat afterwards. It goes, oh, every day this guy is starving three different times because he's taking this shot three times. And, you know, we need to make fat. The environment must be really, really not abundant for us. It's scarcity, and we need to make fat. So there's a good possibility.
Yeah, that it lowers metabolism.
Yeah, years from now, they're going to find out that it lowers basal metabolic rate because it thinks you're always starving.
Yeah,
now, there is a remedy to that, Anthony. What I learned from a brilliant doctor is that if you feel hungry, you're using too much. You've saturated the receptors and there's too much floating around in the bloodstream. Most people my size, 250 pounds, can get by with 50 to 100 micrograms tops. That's all you need if you take it with like a modified growth factor, the CJC 1295 without the drug affinity complex, which is really just growth hormone releasing hormone. If you take it with that, you don't need to feel hungry with it.
Yeah, and you know what? Like the GHRP6, and there's, you know, people are going to get very hungry on that. The MK, I think, you know, 677, people are going to get hungry on that. There's, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that, you know, really some of these drugs are inappropriate for what people use them for.
Yeah.
And you know, the CJC, as you pointed out, it's just growth hormone releasing hormone unless you have the modification. I think there's like a lot of misinformation out there.
You know what? Whenever somebody would use the post, what's the difference between CJC 1295 with and without DAC? And I would simply put CJC 1295 without DAC is not CJC 1295. It's growth hormone releasing hormone.
Yeah. What I get into a bit in the book is like where those names come from. And so like Rad 140 is, you know, Radius Pharmaceuticals, and CJC, I'm drawing a bit of a blank, but CJC is actually like the 1 through 29
yes.
sequence, and it's the fifth variant that they came up with. So if people understand the names and especially the nomenclature, how they actually are named, I think, you know, there's going to be a lot less confusion. And yeah, unfortunately, they call CJC, you know, 1295 without DAC, they could just call it growth hormone releasing hormone.
Yeah, and that's really what it is. It's modified growth hormone releasing hormone. That's what it is. But
it's wild because, I mean, people will look at something like, you know, LR 3 IGF-1, and they'll think it has all the same effects that regular IGF-1 has in the body, but something exogenous that you're putting in that's different can have different effects. You know, it seems basic, but, you know, there is so much misinformation out there, and I think the people that are getting ripped on MK677, they're probably ripped anyway.
Yeah, it's not from the MK677.
Yeah, I mean, it's just wild how I sort of didn't follow these things for so long, and then I did the research, and I looked at message boards, and I did searches on Facebook. So a lot of, you know, effort went into this. I mean, I'm looking everywhere for...
How long before you think it'll be a release that you'll come back on the show and make it available to my audience first?
I think we're safe to say within a month.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to have you back on.
Could
to
be half
that.
That time.
Yeah, of course. Excellent.
But yeah, no, it'll be good. And like I said, it'll be free to everyone who wants it. So hopefully it'll clear up a lot of the, you know, misconceptions.
Let's keep our eyes open for the next protein scandal too. I bet you there's another one right around the corner. What do you think?
Always.
Hi, Anthony. Thanks for being on today, brother.
Thank you for having me.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, that's Dr. Marty Pasquale in the background, anxious to get on the air. We're going to talk about a new look at testosterone. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know him, you love him. You love when he's on the show. Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. How you doing, Mauro?
Oh, I'm just fine, Carl. Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you perfectly, perfectly. So, let's discuss testosterone. You know, I think we've talked a lot about testosterone over the years. Maybe what we need to start out with is, what has changed? Do we know anything new about testosterone?
Well, there's always something new. You know, the effects of testosterone, for example, for replacement therapy, you know, there's a lot of controversy about the fact that it could do a lot of harm, cardiovascular. And now a lot of studies have shown, for example, that actually replacing testosterone is cardioprotective rather than causing cardiovascular problems.
Right.
So we get a lot of this nonsense about, replacement therapy has been kind of obviated by the recent research. As well, you know, there's a lot of changes in the effects of testosterone with other factors in the body and how testosterone levels are in one sense important and in another sense may not be as important depending on what's going on within the cell and outside the cell. I'll give you an example.
Yeah, please.
Post-exercise, you know, the thinking is that testosterone levels should rise post-exercise. Well, a lot of it depends on what's happening in the cell. For example, if there's an increase in androgen receptors, then testosterone will be pulled from the systemic circulation into the cellular, bind with the androgen receptor, and decrease the levels that are actually in the plasma. So if you're measuring plasma testosterone, you're not getting an accurate picture as to what the testosterone is actually doing to enhance hypertrophy, body composition, exercise performance, etc. So it's extremely complicated. And we're
so wait a minute. This is a new angle that I've really never thought about, but it does sound very plausible. So what you're saying is that depending on the circumstances that precede the blood work, for instance, it could be that all the testosterone is bound to androgen receptors, so it's not that you have low testosterone, it's just that a lot of it is doing its job.
A lot of it is doing its job, and then a lot of it depends on the actual androgen receptors, the number of receptors, the affinity for the receptor for the testosterone, which can be modulated by all kinds of factors. So, you know, it's a tough picture. You know, the basic research says, okay, if you want to increase testosterone levels, you want to do, you know, multi-joint exercises, you want to work out fairly hard, and this will give you post-exercise testosterone. Well, the point is this, too. How long is that testosterone elevated? And if it does drop, where is it dropping to and what effect is it having? Secondly, the length of time. You know, when people use anabolic steroids, for example, they have high levels for long, chronic periods of time. Big effect there is that you have this consistently high level of androgens, of the hypertrophy-type response from the androgens. If you get, for example, a 30-second increase in testosterone and then it drops, what exactly does it mean?
Right.
No one's ever really worked on this. And it could mean several things. It could mean the fact that testosterone, as I mentioned, binding to the androgen receptor in the cell, taken out of the circulation, and we have a low testosterone in circulation. So we're saying, oh, obviously, this exercise is not effective for raising testosterone levels, where, in fact, it may be very effective at giving you the testosterone-androgen receptor effects.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay, so Adele Moussa wrote a blog this morning that looked at anabolic steroid use over the long term and the effects on visceral adiposity and insulin resistance, and found out that long-term anabolic steroid users who use supraphysiological doses, this is the important characteristic in this discussion, they tend to have more visceral fat than their non-drug using counterparts. And I remember one time Dr. Scott Connolly said to me that superphysiological levels of testosterone will translocate GLUT4 and make a person insulin resistant. And that always stuck in the back of my mind. So talk to me about what, since you're a huge, contributor to the insulin and anabolic window discussion. Your thoughts are actually coming true today as we see more of these ketogenic athletes who are building muscle, even though they're not spiking insulin. Give me your thoughts on superphysiological levels of testosterone and even some of its other counterparts, and the possibility that it's causing insulin resistance.
Well, it can cause insulin resistance to some extent, but I think we're missing the actual important facts here. You know, over the years, and I've been writing on this for like almost 40 years, the big thing was originally that testosterone didn't work, as you know.
I remember
and then
that. Yeah.
In the late 1980s, the study showed, well, in fact, yeah, testosterone did work. And then Basin and others showed that it had an effect on performance, on hypertrophy, body composition, etc. The fact is that I'm just going to go into a few basics here. When people are on long-term testosterone, they're actually knocking out their own testosterone, obviously. So you're producing, you're giving something from the outside, so the internal factory shuts down. Now, we know that this has to do with luteinizing hormone, you know, and testicular effects, and you know, super hypothalamic, thalamic, pituitary, and testicular and adrenal effects all have an effect on this. But what people don't realize is that when you use exogenous testosterone for any length of time, it actually increases nitric oxide in the testicles, increases inflammation in the testicles, and decreases steroidogenesis. Obviously, you know, you stop producing your own testosterone.
Right.
But it also kills off luteal cells, which are the testosterone-forming cells in the testes. And even after somebody goes off the anabolic steroids, they have a decreased number of luteal cells to generate normal testosterone levels. This is why they run into so many problems getting their testosterone levels back to normal, because normal now is a lot less than it was before they started anabolic steroids. Now, as far as the effect on insulin, any compound in excess can have insulin effects, because insulin tends to distribute the body composition depending on what tissues it's in and the factors that it's under, the effects of leptin, adiponectin, GH ghrelin. There are so many factors involved that it's really hard to say. Now, you're mentioning that the visceral adipose tissue increases in bodybuilders that use testosterone for long periods of time. I believe that this is more due to their increased use of growth hormone, IGF-1, which tends to increase adiposity, but it also increases the size of the kidneys, all the organs inside are increased in size as well. So you see these people, they've used all these compounds, you see them with their sort of a bloated belly, even though they have fantastic definition in the abdomen, they got a great six pack.
So theoretically, if someone is a drug using athlete, mm-hmm. or they're someone who tends to use higher doses of, okay, so me for instance, okay? Occasionally I go up to about 500 milligrams of testosterone and 150 milligrams of decadurobilin as my protocol, and then I'll drop down to 250 and 150.
Now, are you talking about weekly?
What's that?
Talking about this weekly?
Yes, weekly. Weekly. So okay. 250 is my HRT dose. 500 is my, you know, let's boost a little bit dose. And what am I doing to the landscape of insulin sensitivity in my body when I go up to 500?
Well, you know, I think we discussed this with the insulin. Insulin sensitivity and insulin resistance are not what people think. This is not a whole body effect. Mm. In other words, you can have insulin sensitivity in skeletal muscle and insulin resistance in body fat, and that's actually a good thing, because if you're insulin resistant in body fat, you're decreasing the lipogenesis and increasing lipolysis, whereas if you have the insulin resistance or insulin sensitivity in skeletal muscle, you're increasing protein synthesis, decreasing the catabolic response, and increasing muscle mass, in other words, improving body composition. So high levels of testosterone testosterone may well, in fact, cause insulin resistance, but not necessarily on a skeletal muscle level, but perhaps on fatty tissue level.
Wow.
So there are so many factors. I'm sorting all this out still after 40 years.
Right.
Recent research comes up with conflicting things all the time. I'll give you an example. Everybody thinks estrogen is bad, right?
Right.
Estrogen is bad because it decreases the formation of luteinizing hormone, decreases the effect of luteinizing hormone on steroidogenesis, like testosterone production. But in fact, there are different estrogen receptors. There are several, the main ones being estrogen receptor alpha and estrogen receptor beta. And there are differential effects of which of those estrogen receptors are activated in different tissues. For example, estrogen receptor beta may in fact work with testosterone to increase muscle hypertrophy.
Mm.
So here we have this conflicting evidence on what does what in what tissue under what circumstances, and depending on the type of exercise the person is doing, this may also have an effect on what testosterone and estrogen does to the body. For example, take power athletes as against endurance athletes. Differential effects. Take males versus females. Differential effects.
Right. Right. Okay, so getting back to the discussion about anabolic steroids as well, okay? And then we're going to tease back out into testosterone. A lot of the research out there lumps testosterone in with other anabolic steroids when they make references about its potential harmful effects. They may look at, they may use the term anabolic steroids, and testosterone could be lumped in with trenbolone, it could be lumped in with DECA, it could be lumped. Isn't that a mistake from the scientific community to think that testosterone and its synthesized formations are all the same thing?
No, it's a huge mistake. For example, the effects of stanozolol as against testosterone can be totally different. The effects of decadurobolan, can be totally different from stanozolol, can be totally different from other anabolic steroids. They do seem to have similar effects as far as the hypertrophic response and body composition and performance response, but there are huge differences as to how they affect the various tissues in the body and how much of a hypertrophic response you get. You know, male versus female, again, all the other factors involved, whether you're obese and you're not obese, as you know, obesity decreases steroidogenesis, decreases testosterone production, and as you lose weight, it improves. And this is another nitric oxide deleterious effect on steroidogenesis. In other words, you know, this whole business about increasing nitric oxide, people don't understand that there are adverse effects. There may be immediate effects, and there's been a lot of research in this, on, you know, increasing oxygen availability, increasing vasculature, so you get more of a pump, et cetera, et cetera. But the long-term effects of chronic nitrate, you're familiar with the nitrate. And you're also familiar with the iNOS, nitric oxide synthase, arginine, citrulline cycle.
Yes, yes.
Producing nitric oxide.
Yes.
Well, these two systems, in producing, first of all, nitric oxide per se is an inflammatory compound, and people don't realize this. And it also affects the vasculature by increasing the amount of blood that flows through the vasculature. But using nitrates excessively or using large amounts of citrulline, arginine, more so with the nitrates and nitrites, can cause all kinds of. It can decrease testosterone levels. There are studies that show that nitric oxide has toxic effects on luteal cells and testosterone production. Yeah. It has, here's another one people don't understand. The increasing the nitric oxide levels in the body dramatically will also decrease erythropoietin. Now, you know erythropoietin is something that endurance athletes are trying to increase.
Wait. It'll decrease what?
Erythropoietin.
Yeah. So white blood cell. Red blood cell production. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, that's something nobody really knows. Nobody's ever brought it up. But that has been shown in studies. So it increases inflammation. Just like everything else, you have to do it in moderation.
Right.
Yeah. The amounts that are being used these days in nitrates beetroot juice, even dietary levels. You're familiar with that arugula, rocket, spinach, and beetroot have high nitrate levels.
Right.
And also the processed meats can have high nitrate levels as well. There are good and bad things about it. Chronic use is usually bad.
Right. So if you use it before your workout, maybe, but don't take it every single day.
Exactly.
Might be the way. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We're talking with Dr. Mara DePasquale. We're talking about a new look at testosterone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. Iron Mag Labs.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. The website is MauroMD, MauroMD.com to learn more about Dr. DePasquale and all the wonderful products that he manufactures and supplies to the fitness and strength industry. So check it out. So, Mauro, the widespread use of aromatase inhibitors is almost standard now. People just assume that if they're taking a superphysiological dose of testosterone, and that could be anything from 300 milligrams a week up, that they must immediately be using a strong aromatase inhibitor like anastrozole at a half milligram every other day or something similar. And I'm a big believer that this is a mistake, that unless you know that you are a high aromatizer, suppressing estradiol actually could kill some of the gains you're looking for from your testosterone. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not, actually. And again, the thing is, the genetic, epigenetic makeup of the person is very important, obviously, as to how they respond. When you're using testosterone, for example, or any anabolic steroid that aromatizes, you're going to increase estrogen levels. Now, it depends on how much you're using. If you're using a lot and you're susceptible to the aromatase and formation of estrogen, then you're going to get a lot of estrogen in the body as well. And in those cases, you're probably wise to use either tamoxifen, which is affects the binding of estrogen to the receptors, or an aromatase inhibitor which decreases the actual production of the estrogens. It's a complex, again, this is extremely complex. It's not just the aromatase inhibitors. People, for example, will not take any phytoestrogen, or they're worried about endocrine disruptors, which have an effect, which have estrogenic effects. And this is a tricky subject as well, and I'll explain it if you want.
Please.
Yeah. Okay. When you use a phytoestrogen, it depends on the phytoestrogen itself, and it depends on its actions, whether it's a weak one or it's a strong one. For example, Clomid, clomiphene, which is often used to as a compound to get the testicles reactivated after taking anabolic steroids and then discontinuing them, has some estrogenic effects and has some anti-estrogenic effects. Now, the estrogenic effects are very mild. The anti-estrogenic effects are more so, a greater effect from that. So what happens is you're decreasing estrogen overall in the body, and this will activate the HPTA, the hypothalamic pituitary testicular axis, to get your testicles going again. Now, you know that people use HCG and they use other things as well.
Right.
But this the whole basis is to get the axis working. When you, let's say you have a car factory, okay? You got a car, you got all these parts being made, you've got, things being assembled and everything, and the end product comes out as a car. Now, let's say somebody comes along and says, well, you know what? I have the cars. Here they are. So they shut down the factory.
Right.
So all the factors that are involved tend to shut down. You know, and in this case, the factory is the testicles. The testicles shrink down. The stimulating effects of luteinizing hormone, the central nervous system effects, the effects from other parts of the body, from other hormones, is also shut down. So you got to restart them up again. And one of the ways of restarting it up is to decrease estrogen levels in the body to the point where the body then starts producing testosterone and luteinizing hormone, because it's exquisitely sensitive to high levels of estrogen, which will shut down the testosterone steroidogenesis, both systemically, and that means through the suprahypothalamic, thalamic, pituitary in the brain area, down to the adrenals, down to the testicles. But here's the conundrum. Some of the phytoestrogens are weak, very weak estrogens, and they will bind to the estrogen receptors, and they'll actually decrease the amount of estrogenic effect, because what happens is, let's say you have 10 estrogen receptors,
right,
an example, and you have a weak phytoestrogen, it binds to 5 of those estrogen receptors. Now, the estradiol, which is a strong estrogen, can only bind to 5 now out of 10. So in actually, you're decreasing the estrogenic effect in the body.
So that's almost like a SERM, one half of a SERM.
It is. Yeah, it is. Very similar. And, but the other thing is this, though. There's been studies that have shown that sometimes, depending on the estrogenic compound, including chemicals, you know, that are disruptors of the hormonal milieu, then you're actually, believe it or not, the one study shown that it actually increases the effects of estradiol, even though it's still binding to the estrogen receptor. There seems to be a tighter binding of the estradiol with the estrogen receptors that are left that gives it an increased effect. So it's like a coin toss. You know, when you take this, is it going to have this effect or is it going to have that effect? Well, I'm in the process now of trying to sort out the various phytoestrogens and endocrine disruptors and stuff seeing which ones may be beneficial.
We talked last year about a study that was published. This was early in 2015 or the end of 2014 that looked at testosterone supplementation in men. And one group was given a replacement dose of testosterone cypionate. The other group was given a replacement dose of testosterone cypionate and an aromatase inhibitor. I believe it was anastrozole, 1 milligram twice a week.
Okay.
And they watched these men over the course of a period of time. These men were asked to resistance train. I think it was 3 times a week. It was a very, very non-heroic type training structure. And they watched them, and I want to say they watched them for 3 or 4 months. And they did DEXA scans at the beginning, they did DEXA scans at the end, and what they found was the men who were getting testosterone only, who had seen mild but appropriate elevations in estradiol production, that the ratios were appropriate for the amount of testosterone they were making, or they were getting supplemented, lost more body fat and added more muscle than the group that was using the aromatase inhibitor. So we talked about that. Then fast forward to some emerging research on women. We talked about a study in 2014 that looked to unlock the relationship between estradiol and obesity in pre-peri and postmenopausal women. And what the two studies determined was that women's bodies were upregulating fat production to increase the amount of aromatase enzyme in an effort to stabilize estradiol in the bloodstream that the ovaries were no longer producing. So what this means is, in English, is as women produce less estrogen from their ovaries because they start to fail, the body gets fatter to compensate and produce estrogen in peripheral tissue. And so both of those studies taken together and then looking at the way the average female figure or strength athlete is told to eradicate estrogen if they want to get as lean as possible, I think is going to come forward someday. It's going to be revealed that these women could get leaner faster if they weren't completely squashing all of their estrogen. And in fact, that this go-to method of, you're on testosterone, you have to take an aromatase inhibitor, you got to keep estrogen low, is very misguided if the end result is a more muscular, leaner carcass.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, this is what I was talking about previously. It depends on, you know, the estrogen receptor, which one is activated. The alpha, for example, and the beta have different functions. If you differentially activate one over the other, you will get body composition effects, which actually work in concert with testosterone. And it can also work the other way. Okay, so I'm still in the process of because the research is just not up there right now. In the process of trying to figure out just what the receptors, and I'll give you an example here. Everybody thinks, for example, that in prostate cancer, for example, where you want to decrease the testosterone levels dramatically. At the same time, you also decrease estrogen levels dramatically. Well, they're finding now that if you activate estrogen, the beta receptor of estrogen, it actually decreases the chance of recurrence of prostate cancer. with fairly large amounts of estrogen in the body and lower amounts of testosterone. So you have a differential effect which depends on the environment that it's in. It depends on the genetic and epigenetic makeup of the person. This is individualized medicine, so to speak.
Right.
If you know what I mean. And you take something like mTORC1. You're familiar with that,
yes,
right?
Yes,
I mean, it's considered one of the main factors in increasing muscle hypertrophy, etc. But under certain circumstances, mTORC1 can make you fat.
Really?
Yeah. It has an effect on decreasing lipolysis, decreasing the breakdown of body fat, and increasing lipogenesis, actually body fat production.
Is that because mTOR is anabolic in tissue, irrespective of what type of tissue it is?
It's almost like insulin, where people consider insulin to be either you're insulin sensitive or you're insulin insensitive, which of course is so simplistic, it's ridiculous. mTORC1 acts in a similar way. So under certain circumstances, sure, it'll increase muscle mass, but you're also going to increase your body fat. You know, you could go up 20 pounds, but 15 pounds of that may be fat.
Wow, that's amazing. We have to take a break. When we come back, I feel like you can't talk about testosterone without talking about estrogen, at least a little bit.
Yeah.
But we're going to get back on the testosterone chain when we come back. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website.
Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
The website is MauroMD.com. So, Mauro, what's really new and emerging in the way we're looking at this amazing hormone, testosterone, especially as it relates to women? We know more and more now that women need to pay attention to testosterone levels as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, it has an effect on their sexual functioning. It has an effect on their well-being. It has a lot of healthy effects. Obviously, it has an effect on body composition, performance. So testosterone is just as important in women as it is in men, even though their levels will be lower, obviously, in men. But this is something that's been ignored for years and years and years, but it is being picked up more by the research.
So what's exciting about testosterone from a man's perspective today?
Well, you know, maximizing testosterone is a good idea, obviously. IGF-1 and growth hormone levels, maximizing them as well because they work in concert. I mentioned the mTORC1 and how that can actually increase body fat. Well, coupled with an increase in GH and IGF-1 tends to counteract that. So, you know, we're looking at so many, influencing factors that to make a statement about something and you're 100% sure of, you're probably 100% not sure.
Interesting.
You know, that the other thing is we haven't discussed is cortisol.
Okay, so where does cortisol fit into the discussion of testosterone?
Well, the whole idea is that cortisol is bad. In other words, increasing cortisol levels, which happens, by the way, with any kind of exercise that you do that has any kind of stress on the body, you're going to increase the inflammatory and non-inflammatory cytokines. You're going to increase cortisol. You're also going to increase testosterone, GH, IGF-1, all these factors will be increased. You know, what happens is, what is the ultimate effect of all these factors working together, and how can you maximize them? So, working out with heavy weights and working, things like the squat, the bench press. There's a recent study that just came out about strength training, how it has similar effects to powerlifting as far as increasing testosterone levels. Everybody talks about, for example, the intervals in between your exercise. 30 seconds to a minute is supposed to be ideal for increasing hormone levels. Well, actually,
yeah, but
that's not necessarily ideal. All kinds of studies have come out.
Yes.
They've said 2.5 minutes is probably much better than half a minute to a minute.
Well, 5 minutes is even better. We just had Dr. Lee Breen on the show this week, and he talked about his recent study where they looked at 5 minute rest in between sets. And here's the interesting thing. While the men who participated that were required to take the shorter rest periods, which I think were just a couple minutes, while their circulating growth hormone and testosterone levels went up, they saw an increase in muscle protein synthesis of 0.78, which, I'm sorry, 78%. But the guys who rested for 5 minutes in between sets, their growth hormone and testosterone levels did not go up near as high, but they saw 158% increase in muscle protein synthesis up to 24 hours later. So the takeaway from that study was, in my humble opinion, looking at this from an evolutionary perspective, is that elevating stress may have a hormetic effect when you're trying to build a certain level of conditioning. But if your mission is hypertrophy, if your mission is to eke out every bit of new muscle fiber growth as you can from every workout, you need to be well rested in between sets, even if you end up doing less work.
Well, okay, let me tell you something. 35 to 40 years ago, that's the hypothesis I came up with. Okay, my best training for powerlifting, and this is increasing muscle mass, strength, etc., was I worked out very hard for 3.5 to 4 hours every 10 days.
And that was it?
That was it. And in between, even though I worked out that way, my rest periods were between 3 and probably up to 10 minutes in that time period. I made the best, I had the best results strength-wise and body composition-wise, etc., under that. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to work for everybody. That just happened to work for me because over a 20-year period in which I was an elite competing powerlifter, I found I tried everything. I even tried working out every day to the max, 7 days a week. And you know what? That didn't work.
Right.
And I tried, decreasing the time interval between sets. And
so, but what do you think it is? Do you think it's a result of being able to those extra reps that you can eke out when you are well rested ends up translating to a greater time under tension and ergo more muscle growth?
Yeah, I think that's a very good explanation for it. In other words, when I tell people that's the kind of workouts I did, they'd say, well, that doesn't jive with anything I've read, But in fact, recovery is so important, Cortisol levels can remain elevated for a period of time. When they drop, your testosterone levels will remain elevated. Your IGF-1 levels, both of them are hypertrophic, increased strength and body composition, etc., are important. So people that work out, for example, 5 days a week, may not be doing themselves any real good.
Well, this is interesting. We have to take a break. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to shift gears here. When we come back, I want to talk about the fact that I tore a tricep on the 10th, and I'm going in for surgery next week.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to modify the way I train. I have some questions for you. I'd like to get your take on what I can do to best set myself up for the best possible recovery the fastest. And that's using supplements and even things like peptides. I have some ideas on some peptides I'm going to be using. I want to get your opinion. How's that sound?
Sure, sounds good.
Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Okay, are you ready? Welcome back. So I'll take a little selfish time here with Dr. DePasquale. So 9 days ago, I tore my left tricep. One attachment clean off and another one is ruptured. I'm meeting with the orthopedic surgeon today to be prepped, you know, talk about the surgery. The surgery will probably happen Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. I'm not happy about this. I'm quite depressed. I'll tell you the truth. The two things I noticed, Marl, I haven't trained in 9 days. I feel washed out. I've realized that I have been living with such a heightened level of stress because of my training style. That I literally feel washed out. That's all I can say. I feel like I must have been overtrained for way too long, and I'm just going to have to take off from probably a few months anyway, at least a month with the surgery, and then after that, slowly ease into getting my tricep functional again. But I got to tell you something. I really think that this was inevitable. I was going to break something. I've torn 3 muscles now. It's time for me, I guess, and I know everybody's heard this already. You're like, okay, Carl, we get it. But you have no idea how traumatic this is to me emotionally, because I've identified with being strong, and all of a sudden I can't do that stuff anymore because things keep breaking.
Yeah, but, you know what, Carl, you're not alone. I've torn my left bicep, but I didn't have any surgery for any of this, but I've torn both triceps and my left bicep partially. But... you know, when you work out and you're working out hard, you're going to get what they call micro tears. In other words, just small filament tears. And these micro tears are cumulative, so that as you go on, you know, no pain, no gain type of thing. Well, unfortunately, that doesn't work when it comes to micro tears, because as they accumulate, eventually the tendon gives and the ligament gives way, you know, because
and that's exactly what happened to me, because I had such bad tendonitis in my left elbow for 2 months, and I tried to train around it and train intelligently, and meanwhile I should have just taken off, let it recover, and gotten back in there. Now I'm going to have to take off for even longer.
No, that's true. That's true. People don't listen to their bodies. You know, this. I think that the adage, you know, no pain, no gain, is quite destructive. What it means, really, and Tom Platz, you know, would be a prime example of this, is that you're working out so hard that you're building up lactic acid and your muscles are hurting, but you still keep working out. But you're not tearing things.
Right.
Okay? But when you start tearing, and of course, tears don't happen all at once. Things don't just snap all at once.
Right.
There's also a lot of micro tears, weakening the tendon, and then eventually enough so that it breaks completely. You've heard of Achilles tendon tears.
Yeah,
Track athletes. Exactly the same thing. A lot of micro tears, all of a sudden, at one point, you know, it's like the straw on the camel's back. Camel collapses after a certain. You don't need that much.
What can I do, Mauro? So I go for surgery next week. I'm going to ask them to leave an opening by the elbow where I can site inject peptides. I have plans on using mechanogrowth factor and BPC 157 because of its effects on soft tissue and bone. I have a prescription for growth hormone, but I don't know that I'm going to use that. I've been using GHRP6 along with modified growth factor 1-29 as a secretagogue, which I know you like better anyway. What else can I do to ensure that this heals the best so I can get back in action in a couple months?
Well, there's been a fair number of studies showing that are you familiar with the platelet-rich plasma injections?
Yes.
Okay. There's and of course these involve a lot of the growth factors, which are in platelets, et cetera, and that are transmitted to the injection site. Apparently, this works quite well in increasing the healing. Now, this is something that should be available almost anywhere. And it can be done, it can actually, when the surgeon actually does the repair, they can actually put some of that substance in with it to help the repair process. That's one thing I would do. A long time ago, I recommended IGF. This is like 25, 30 years ago. I recommended the long IGF-1, which is available from Australia at the time,
right.
And GH and some of the other factors, even using irritants, because an irritant will actually increase the amount of healing factors that go into the area. But the platelet-rich plasma injections also act as an irritant, so that they do muster the body's repair mechanisms.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna talk to him today about that, because obviously they have to take your blood and spin it to get your platelets, right? So I'm gonna talk to him about that today.
It's a simple procedure, and I think almost any orthopedic surgeon can do it. Dr. Gallia, Anthony Gallia in Canada, was one of early proponents of this. And he's now into using stem cells therapy, which he's actually he has some experimentation going on right now, and that will increase. And I'm not sure whether that's available to be used on a person. It's being used in lab animals, but that definitely increases the healing process in tendons, because tendons have very little blood supply, as you know, as ligaments, etc. So they're really hard to repair. They need the extra help. The other thing is to keep away from alcohol to some extent, because alcohol acts as an inflammatory compound and will decrease the healing aspect. Now, an interesting study, and I don't know if you ever caught this, was a couple of years ago, they came out with alcohol taken after training actually acted as an anabolic agent.
I remember back in the day that guys like Schwarzenegger and a couple others used to use alcohol pre-competition to get more vascular, but I didn't know that it had an anabolic effect.
Yeah, actually, a couple of beers after training is supposed to be beneficial. I'm just saying that, though.
I know.
But the study hasn't been corroborated by other studies. It's just, it's just one of those orphan studies. But, you know, I would try and decrease any inflammatory type of compounds. And so, okay, so you keep away from nitrate, nitrite, completely. Arginine is fine because you need a lot of arginine. Arginine will help, the healing process, hypertrophy process, but there's not enough. You have to take a couple of dozen grams before you get any kind.
Yeah, you end up getting osmotic diarrhea if you
exactly,
take the right dose.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So that I keep away from that. I mean, there's certain things you're going to keep away from, and certain things that you're going to eat healthy. Obviously, you're going to increase.
So stay away from. I love beets, and I just made a big batch of beets. They're in the refrigerator in ball jars. So I should stay away from beets post surgery.
Well, you can have some. It's all moderation. But I would keep it to a lower level. You don't want to. The other thing is antioxidants. Now, under the conditions that you're getting to repair, there's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of inflammatory reaction, and using a complex blend of antioxidants, example, resveratrol would be very useful. Even though resveratrol is in wine, I keep away from the wine, but I'd use the resveratrol.
Well, what about C60, the universal antioxidant? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. That would be useful as well.
Yeah, I've got some of that.
But even acetaxin, lutein, things like that.
Right.
A blend is always better, okay? You don't see single compounds in nature, okay? So when somebody comes out and says, you have to take 20,000 units of vitamin E or vitamin C, and it's going to be good, or beta-carotene or something like that, usually it's not. Because the body is very complex, and you give it one single ingredient, it usually doesn't do that well. This is why all my supplements multi ingredient supplements.
Right.
Even my antioxidant it has like 80 or 90 different kinds of antioxidants in certain in certain proportions. So they're important things. Obviously, rest is important.
Oh, I'm resting. I'm resting, but I'm a little obsessive compulsive. I'm like, how long am I going to be resting for before I get back into the gym? And how much muscle am I going to lose? And how hard is it going to be to get it back on? And blah 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 blah. I mean, I'm so worried now.
Okay, here's the thing. I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't get into any kind of heavy lifting or anything like that for 12 weeks. Now, that sounds like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. But
in order to get, because, you may even find it 8 weeks. I don't know. But, for any injury that I ever had, I always depended on the 12-week. Because after the 12 weeks, I usually had no problems.
Right.
So, especially tendons. Tendons are almost avascular.
Yeah, no, they are.
They are. Give them a chance to heal.
Yeah. I like the post-op PRP. I already made a note. I'm going to ask him about that today.
I think that's important. I think that probably that'll give you more of the optimizing more of the factors there for healing.
If you want to
using individual ones.
If you want to check out Dr. DePasquale, just mentioned a couple of his supplements, the antioxidants. They're all at MauroMD.com, MauroMD.com. You can go there and learn more. Mauro, always great to have you on the show. I guess next time you and I talk, we'll be post-op.
Yes, yeah, that's, I wish you all the luck in the world. Listen, and if you need some advice on anything, call me.
Of course, I will. I appreciate that, Mauro.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, we'll talk soon, and we're going to say goodbye now. Don't forget, MauroMD.com, check it out. And find Anthony Roberts on Facebook, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with Casual Friday.